The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On this Monday morning, on our guest line, as always, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I am doing well for the first day on politician savings time. How are you this morning, sir?
I am doing wonderful as well. Yeah, we have to get used to the new clock. And who knows? Maybe this will be the last time that we have to do this, but maybe not.
The problem is which time we end on if we stop switching. You know, do we end up on, trying to, staying on God's clock, or do we actually try to play with the clock, or,
But anyway,
I mean, look, being dark at 7 o'clock in the morning is just not natural. I'm just saying, for the record, but I'll leave it there.
That is for sure. That is for sure. So we got to look at, Joe Biden's budget last week, Senator John Kennedy, he always has a way of just kind of summing things up. Here's what he had to say about it yesterday.
If you want to talk savings, we ought to stop sending checks to dead people. We spend about $1 billion to $2 billion every year to send money to dead people. The checks are being cashed. It's obviously fraud. The president's plan to have the American people pay for student debt cost $400 billion on over 10 years. We already had a plan to repay student debt. It's called a job.
Senator Kennedy went on to say that the president's budget took his breath away.
Well, I mean, look, the numbers are what they are. If his budget were to actually be adopted, we would hit $50 trillion in national debt within 10 years. I mean, our problem is we've gotten numb to big numbers. We really have. I mean, it used to be, when you would throw around your numbers like a couple hundred billion, people would stop and gasp, much less a trillion. But we've just become numb to this. But, if that budget were adopted, we'd be talking about a $50 trillion debt, not deficit, but debt, by 2033, just 10 years from now. And, the thing that we don't think about all the time, beyond just the debt number, is the interest on the debt, which we have to pay every year in order to keep, our credit, stay solvent. And the problem is, every year, the interest payments on our debt become a bigger and bigger percentage of our annual spending, to the point where, by the time you add up interest on the debt, Medicare and Social Security, you're talking about, I forget the exact number, maybe it's like 60% or something like that of the entire, our entire annual spending. But the point is the slice of the pie that we can spend on, government, like national defense and infrastructure and, things like that. And, law enforcement, et cetera, the justice system, that we get constrained in terms of our resources to actually do things that people expect government to do. And every, extra dollar in debt makes that harder. And plus, by the way, interest rates, if you haven't noticed, are going up now, which is going to make our debt more expensive every year.
Yes. Well, I always find it interesting when Joe Biden rolls out a program like this. I mean, he tells us, okay, we're going to raise taxes by about $5 trillion, but it's only going to be for the corporations and the wealthy Americans. Now, we all know that when a corporation has to pay more taxes, who ultimately has to pay that? We do, the consumer.
We have these people called customers.
Yes.
He might be, maybe he's not familiar with the concept. That's right. I mean, it all flows downhill, either on to taxpayers or on to consumers at the end. We're all the same thing, the taxpayers and the consumers. That's us. We're at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
But so he wants to talk about who he's trying to make pay for this stuff. But what he doesn't want to talk about is the other things that this thing pays for, or what he's proposing that it pays for. I mean, here's four little nuggets real quick. So $3 billion to advance gender equity and equality. That's in his budget, $3 billion. $150 million to pay for illegal immigrants, read illegal aliens, legal fees. Okay, $50 million to retrofit low-income housing with, quote, efficient electric appliances rather than helping those folks escape poverty. $57 million to support the UN Population Fund, which, of course, as we all know, supports abortion and forced sterilizations, et cetera. I mean, that's the things that he doesn't want to talk about, the things that, we're actually spending money on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the good news is this, Mr. Chairman. We are now starting the process of replacing Joe Biden because that's March correct. is precinct meeting month. And this mm-hmm. is the reason you need to go to your precinct meeting, you know, and then on to your county convention and then on to your state convention so that we have our delegates to send to the national convention next year to nominate a winner to take mm-hmm. Joe Biden's place, right?
That's right. I mean, this is the annual, it's a biennial process every 2 years where we rebuild the party structure in anticipation of the next election. So you know, we start getting ready for next year's election now. This is us organizing now, identifying volunteers now, electing leadership now to create the campaign structure to support our nominees once we have our primaries next June and we get a nominee for president as well to get them elected in 2024. So if you want to be a part of that, go to scgop.com/getlocal, scgop.com/getlocal. Sign up. Folks will get in touch with you. Make sure you know when and where your precinct meetings are so you can get engaged. This is the bottom grassroots level, but the grassroots is where it starts.
Yep. Yep. I cannot stress how important it is for you to go to your precinct. And I've made it even simpler for you. All you have to do is text GOP to 877-235-9405, our text line. Just text GOP. I'm going to send you a link that's going to take you right to the website that Drew just mentioned so that you can get information on where your precinct meeting is taking place because those are all happening right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. Throughout the month, up until the end of March, depending on what county you live in. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Text GOP to 877-235-9405, and I'm going to send you a link so that you can find out the information about your precinct meeting is because it's very important that we get involved and we take part in that. Drew McKissick, always good to hear from you. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, Joey.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.